This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, Raw and Unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the Root's on fire. We're taking calls in this hour. I purposely took no guests in this hour, or I should say booked no guests in this hour, so we're free to take calls. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Here's a story I think you'll want to comment on. I mean, I know polls are crooked. I know the media's crooked. I know there's fake news. I know there's fake polls. All the polls that always show Trump behind are fake. Rasmussen shows Trump at 49%. Gallup shows Trump at 49%. Both of them, he's higher than he was, than Obama was in the same day of his presidency. So Trump's not an unpopular president. To the contrary, he's a very popular president, and he's more popular than Obama. So I'm familiar with fake polls and fake news. But even if this poll is crooked to try and make you feel like liberals are right, the media's right, we should reopen the economy, is it possible that just about two-thirds of Americans say it's too early to reopen and fear more lives will be lost? Of course more lives will be lost. When you reopen the economy, more people will get sick and more lives will be lost. But 90% of them will be old people in nursing homes. And that's not good. We don't want anyone to die. But all you ever to do is take your money, take America's money, take the government's money, and protect people over the age of 70, and protect people in nursing homes, and protect people that are sick with cancer or heart disease or strokes or whatever they've got, obesity. But you never, ever, ever had to shut down the economy or shut down the country. You can't tell business people that they can't work. That's insanity. The governments across this country are broke. All 50 states are broke. There's no money. The federal government's broke. It was broke before, by the way, because we spent too much on welfare and on illegal aliens. But now it's triple broke. It's broke squared. So where do you think, it's interesting, where do these morons think your Social Security check's coming from? Because it's going to end. Where do you think your welfare check's coming from? Your food stamps? It's going to end. Where do you even think the Small Business Administration PPP loans are coming from? There's no money for any of it. We're just going to print fake money on top of fake money on top of fake money, and then America's going to collapse the same way Rome collapsed. The Roman Empire ended because of ridiculous spending like this. So you can't just have no economy and shut down an economy. In other words, I think that the people, this country is overrun by people who live on like $2,000 a month. So if the government's willing to hand them a welfare check for like $1,000 a month and food stamps of $500 a month and a stimulus check of $1,200, and they probably think it's going to be like unlimited $1,200 stimulus checks, and why would you think that? Nancy Pelosi is now trying to pass a bill, it'll never pass, but she's trying to pass a bill that gives everyone in America a $2,000 per month universal income. It's just laughable. All of it's laughable. The average Democrat, that was my column yesterday, that's going to be in Sunday's newspapers. The average American, unfortunately, sadly, who votes Democrat, wants the economy to stay closed because they don't want to go to work. They don't want to be embarrassed. If you have to go back to work, they'll say, I'm afraid to go back to work. And so they'll be exposed. And the rest of us will go back to work. And they'll be sitting home. They like it that it's closed because then they're, you know, they won't be exposed. They won't be embarrassed. They're like everyone else, not working. They like it this way. It's Stockholm Syndrome. They're starting to love the disaster because the disaster allows them to sit at home, eat bonbons all day, and watch soap operas and Dr. Phil and Netflix movies. It's a great life if you could live that way the rest of your life and never have to work. Because working's hard. Getting up at 6 in the morning's hard. so here it is. This is at UK Daily Mail. And by the way, everything at UK Daily Mail is very liberal, very slanted, always trying to make Trump look bad, always trying to make Republicans look bad, always slanted so that we're the losers. So you can't believe any of these polls are true. But I believe there's some truth to them. There's a large amount of Americans that don't want to work. And I want to work because I don't live on $2,000 a month. The government could never take care of me. They could never keep me in my lifestyle. The government isn't paying for my nice cars and my fancy homes and my fancy vacations and the life that I live and my kids at $80,000 a year colleges. The government's never going to pay for that. So I got to go to work to pay for it. And I know most people think my way who are Republican. So here it is. This is how bad the country is, if this poll is to be believed. Nearly two-thirds of Americans say it's too early to reopen. They never want to go back to work. Too early. It never should have been closed, you idiots. No one's ever even taught them that all the figures about how many millions would die were all fraud. No one's ever told them or taught them or educated them that the guy who came up with the figures got fired in England just days ago because he violated his own lockdown and went out and got laid with some married broad. Do you understand what a scam it is? He's telling you close the businesses, practice social distancing, stay at home, don't go near anyone, and he's having sex with some married broad.
We got it together, didn't we?
Yeah, baby. Yeah, baby, you and I are violating the coronavirus.
We've definitely got our failure.
What lockdown, baby? I'm going to lock you down. I can just picture this idiot. The sexist scientist. Alright, enough. Dr. Love, enough of the Barry White. So, the average American doesn't know any of that. The average American doesn't know that there's an Israeli professor who studied every country in the world, and it doesn't matter if you locked down or stayed open. Same amount of death, same amount of illness. They don't know any of this. They don't know that South Dakota didn't lock down and they're the only economy in America doing well. And there isn't a lot of sickness there. They don't know that Sweden's one of the few countries in the world, Taiwan's another one, that never locked down their economy and they're doing fine. There's always some death. There's death from the flu. There's death from cigarettes. There's death from car accidents. And there's death from every illness known to man. They don't even know that in Australia there are more suicides because of the coronavirus lockdown than coronavirus deaths. No one teaches them anything when they watch the evening news and CNN and MSNBC and PBS and listen to NPR. They're brainwashed all day long. So this poll's from ABC News and Ipsos, and by the way, they're completely unreliable, and I guarantee you they poll only Democrats, you know, a huge majority of Democrats, and that's why the poll's so lopsided. It's fake news. It's a lying poll. But even though it's not really 64% want the nation to stay closed, even though that outcome is total BS, bull spit, and it's fraud, I guarantee you they oversampled Democrat voters. But having said that, it just gives you insight into what I wrote yesterday, that there's a massive, deep divide in this country between Republicans and Democrats. It's so deep. And that the people on the other side, I have no doubt most Democrats do want to keep the economy closed because they live on welfare and they like their stimulus check and they don't like going to work. So the poll shows a stark partisan divide. 92% of Democrats against an immediate reopening compared with 35% of Republicans. It highlights how the pandemic is fueling a burgeoning divide among Americans as Trump supporters attend the anti-lockdown protests. Ethnicity plays a part. 84% of non-white Americans are against reopening the economy compared to 52% of white Americans. Despite concerns states are reopening too soon, 25% of Americans said they would not get vaccinated even if an effective vaccine were developed. So you've got this divide of white among black, this divide of Republican among Democrat. I think what you should have done is you should have checked the divide among those who actually work for a living versus those who don't work for a living. I'll bet you all the people who don't work for a living want to keep not working for a living. All the people that collect welfare want to keep not working for a living. I'll bet you government employees want to keep not working for a living. You know, teachers, as an example, they're paid. So they can do online education. Why? You know, in their pajamas. They can get up nice and late and stay in their pajamas all day and teach online instead of this tough job of having to go to school. I think there's a lot of people out there who get paid for not working, and they want to keep it that way. And all the people who work for a living that are not doing well are Republicans. That's who's getting killed here. Only a third, it says in this poll, 36%, feel confident that an immediate reopening is worth it to reduce the burden on the economy. Well, that's because there are 30 million small business owners in America. And there's 330 million people. You do the math. That's only 10% of the American people. And the people that work for them are probably another 20%. So that's your 36%. All the people that need a job to pay the bills feel confident an immediate reopening is worth it. And all the rest of them don't. We'll take your calls when we get back. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. You know you can always email me, wayneroot@gmail.com, and my website is rootforamerica.com. Boy, there's a divide in America, all right. And I'm sick of the divide. I'm sick of working for the rest of you. Why, I should work 16 hours a day so you can sit home and collect the government check? Are you out of your mind? We're all going to find another country en masse and get the hell out of here. But, you know, we shouldn't have to. This is our country. If you don't like it, and you don't like work, and you don't have work ethic, and you're not excited about getting up and going to work each day, you don't smile at the thought of going to work, go find another country. Why should I lose my country? I'm not going to leave. Screw you. Go find another country, you lazy bums. Hi, Wayne Allyn Root here. It's a different world in so many ways. When you venture out of your home, face masks are the new normal. Can you believe it? You've heard of the N95 masks that medical professionals use. And if they use an N95, don't we all want the best protection from particles and bacteria too? So I highly recommend a mask that gives nearly the same protection as Boomer Natural's 30-day face mask, providing 92.2% antibacterial protection. It's very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and they come in adult and children sizes, and very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. Here's what's really great. The mask can be used up to 30 days. Many masks are only good for one day, making it very costly over time. Order these doctor-recommended masks now at BoomerNaturals.com. That's BoomerNaturals.com. Use the code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20% every time you shop. Plus, get free shipping and handling on any order over $50. That's BoomerNaturals.com, a U.S.-based company wanting the very best health for you and your loved ones. That's code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea. Failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Raw and unfiltered.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root on USA Radio, the house that Root built. The Wayne Root Show is the Wayne Root Network, otherwise known as USA Radio Network. Please give us a call. I'd love to hear from you. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. Sponsor of the segment of the show, Strauss Heart Drops. Are you in front of a mirror? You should be. Take a look at your earlobes. Zero in on the earlobes. Or take your iPhone and then reverse the photo and look at yourself in the iPhone, right? And reverse the camera and look at your earlobes. Because Strauss Heart Drops wants you to know, in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes. Strauss Heart Drops have helped countless people over the past 40 years. They've sold over 1 million bottles in Canada. This is their first foray into America on the Wayne Allen Root Show. They've helped people over the last 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked restricted blood flow. And the best proven indicator of clogged arteries, they say, is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both ears? It's that simple. Look in the mirror. If you don't buy the drops. If you do, you better buy the drops. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. So don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. 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 Then go to Strauss Heart Drops and then get cinnamon flavored. I've tried them. Cinnamon's the best flavor. Simple as that. So there's this gal, Tara Reid, and she says that she was sexually assaulted by Joe Biden back in... I think it was 1993. And her ex-husband St. Louis Obispo Tribune published an exclusive story reporting the former husband of this Tara Reid gal, this Joe Biden staffer, had filed a court document in 1996 that, as the Tribune puts it, shows that Reid told her ex-husband she was sexually harassed while working for Joe Biden in 1993. The Tribune story includes a photographic reproduction of one paragraph in the document filed in St. Louis Obispo Superior Court that says, in part, on several occasions, petitioner related a problem she was having at work regarding sexual harassment in U.S. Senator Joe Biden's office. I'm telling you, there's now a preponderance of evidence that makes me believe Tara Reid is absolutely 100% telling the truth, and Joe Biden's got to resign. He can't be the nominee. He can't be, and he won't be. And you know that I'm not prejudiced on this one, because if I want Trump to win, I want Joe Biden to be the nominee. Joe Biden in a debate with Donald Trump, Joe Biden is going to need his wife to sit on his lap during the debate and answer the questions for him. She's going to have to sit there and go, or give her a chair right next to Joe, and she'll just whisper in his ear, you know? Hey, where do you stand, Donald Trump, on the wall? Well, the wall's great. How about you, Joe Biden? And then the wife will whisper in his ear, here's what you say, Joe. And then Joe will repeat whatever the wife tells him. Like a marionette, you know? And, of course, Joe Biden, every third word, he just blurts out, intercourse, intercourse. This is so funny. It should be some sort of a silly comedy, and you'd watch it and go, can you imagine how dumb this is? Someone in Hollywood approved this script. That a guy is like, has dementia, clearly doesn't know where he is half the time, and the Democrats give him the nomination for president without ever checking him out. Without ever admitting something's wrong, and every other word he screams, intercourse. How many cars will be sold this year? Well, I think GM and Ford, maybe a total of 5 million. Intercourse! He wants to be president. It's mind-blowing. And so now you've got a gal who says it happened. You see in a court document that it happened. The ex-husband says it happened. She told him. She says she'll take a lie detector test if Biden will take one. She says she'll testify in court and be cross-examined if Biden will do the same. And then her mother called up Larry King's show. You know, you remember. Most people don't even remember anymore Larry King. People forget very quickly in this country. But Larry King was the king of late-night TV for a long, long time. The king of CNN. And the mother called CNN on the air when he used to take call-ins. And, you know, he would go, you know, it's Paula from Minnesota. And Paula would get on, the mother, and say, my daughter was sexually harassed by a United States senator. What do we do about it? And he would answer the question, and then he'd go on. Well, she was the caller who said her daughter was sexually harassed by a U.S. senator. It's very clear now this guy did what she's saying he did. There's enough preponderance of evidence to say, I believe Tara Reid. And you made her. You actually made her. Her, I mean him, your presidential nominee. Knowing this background, knowing what his son Hunter did in China and Ukraine. Knowing the guy has dementia. Clearly. These are the same voters that don't want to go back to work and keep the economy closed. Because they want to sit home, watch Dr. Phil, and get a welfare check.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking at the White House, President Trump says testing for coronavirus has come a long way.
But what's happened with testing is incredible. So as of this morning, we've done 8.5 million tests. And yesterday alone, in one day, we did 300,000 tests. and that's an incredible tribute. And now they have the test where it takes you 5 minutes. That was a test that didn't even exist. Everything had to go to a lab. It would be sent to the lab, so it takes a day, and then it takes another day. But it takes you 3, 4, 5 days if they do a good job.
The April unemployment rate rose to 14.7%. All that being said, your final numbers on Wall Street at the closing bell. The Dow gained 455 points to finish at 24,331. The S&P was up 48. The NASDAQ added 141. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. Dr. Nancy Wolf, sponsor of this segment of the show. Her book is Conscious Matrix. And she is a conservative capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years studying the human mind. And she knows exactly what we need to hear right now. Positive thought as this chaos and crisis and virus descend around us. Her book is called Conscious Matrix, and she explains why socialists and globalists are trying to destroy us, and well, they cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win. We are wired to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired, our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired and predestined to win. This is the book you need to read right now. It'll give you a boost, a mental boost, and feel good about the future. Purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com by Dr. Nancy Wolf, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Thank you, Nancy Wolf. Dr. Nancy Wolf. So we'll take some calls for the next half hour. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. What do you think about getting back to work? What do you think about America reopening? What do you think about polls that show two-thirds of Americans don't want to reopen? What do you think about Vegas and Governor Sisolak? I know none of you like him if you're listening to my show, but aren't you glad that yesterday he kind of reopened the economy and restaurants will be open tomorrow? And believe me when I tell you, if my favorite restaurant opens tomorrow, I'll be there for dinner. I'll be there for dinner. What do you think about the fact that the media attacks Trump 24 hours a day, yet Trump is more popular than Obama on the same day of his presidency? What do you think about the fact that Trump says Barack Obama will be implicated in the Russian hoax? What do you think about Gavin Newsom signing an executive order to send every California voter a mail-in ballot? Just pure voter fraud. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. And by the way, you really believe every business is going to, you know, follow the mandatory guidelines? Most small businesses are just a guy and his wife, or, you know, or a gal and her kid, and one employee or two employees. And they're not lawyers, they're not doctors, they're not professionals, they're not scientists. And you think they're going to be able to do what Costco does. It's not going to work quite that simple, you know? So Mark Cuban in Dallas wanted to see how Dallas businesses are reopening. And so we hired secret shoppers to visit stores around Dallas to see if they're following the guidelines and restrictions. And Cuban says it's not good. He made thousands of phone calls to find 1,000 retail and restaurant locations that were open. And of those 1,000 locations, Cuban said his workers performed physical audits to see if they were following the reopening guidelines. And Cuban reports that 96% of the businesses were non-compliant. One-third of those were less than 50% compliant. Some of the biggest protocols that were not followed, according to the data, include contactless payments. I don't even know what that means. Does that mean you're not going to give someone cash because there's germs on the cash, so now you can't even pay somebody with cash? Is that what that means? Contactless payments, single-use condiments, sanitizing entrances and exits, and marking waiting spots. And he says 96% were non-compliant. But I'm thinking, here's what happens. You just reopened the state, you know, tomorrow in Vegas, right? In Nevada and in Vegas tomorrow. You're not going to see compliance for a few days. It's going to take some time for all these rules and regulations to actually, you know, be followed and be understood. Got to give people a little slack. Why is Mark Cuban trying to hurt small business? When you put out a study like that, you're hurting small business. Are you trying to hurt small business? You're worth $4 billion. So you don't feel for the average guy who's got a little magazine shop on the corner? Makes $50,000 a year? You're with $4 billion? You want to force the governor to close them all down? That's the way liberals think. Sean from Las Vegas on line one. Sean, you're on with Wayne Allen Root. How are you?
Wayne, what's going on, my man?
What's on your mind, Sean?
Well, I was going to say something, and then you had to bring up the whole wrinkle on the earlobe, and I'm only 35, so I'm kind of worried about it.
You got the wrinkle?
My existence on this planet.
You got the wrinkle?
I got the wrinkle. I'm one of them.
Get the Strauss heart drops. I've got it, too. I got it on both ears. What can you do? I take the drops every day.
Okay, well, maybe I'll just take the drops and fix it.
All right, anyway, why'd you call? Tell me why you called.
Hey, anyways, so we always love data from front lines. So I visit new people every day with my job. I met a hospital director. He just kind of brought a couple things to my attention that people need to hear. The first thing was the recent motorcycle accident victim that died. His death certificate says he died from COVID, and it was a motorcycle accident.
You're kidding me.
No, yeah.
Are you in Las Vegas, Sean?
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
So someone died of a motorcycle accident in Vegas, and they counted as coronavirus. How could that be? How could you say he died of coronavirus when he died in a motorcycle accident? Because when they tested his blood, it was in
exactly.
the blood? Unbelievable. Okay,
exactly.
Next.
And he said the other thing was not only are the hospitals at such low capacity and nurses and medical personnel are losing their jobs, but he said he's had several families with people that have died. They've put COVID on their death certificates, and they are now paying for separate autopsies, which are coming back negative, that they never had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is coming from a hospital director in town that's like the bigwig, and we just need to hear stuff like that. It's just so blown out. The numbers are so blown out. And my sister's a nurse recruiter, and her nurses were calling her from New York, crying, saying we're on the COVID floor ICU at NYU, and we're twiddling our thumbs, and we're losing our jobs, and it's just pretty crazy times we're living.
And Sean, I'll give you one more. One of my fans is a nurse at the hospital in Queens that's been kind of the epicenter of this entire coronavirus outbreak. And their hospital is just overwhelmed, overrun for months now. And she texted me that she's a big fan of the show, and she got my phone number eventually on email. She asked if she could call or text. I said yes. And she texted me that every single person who has coronavirus, not like this, some fraud. They're all there and they're all sick. Every single person is a foreigner. Nobody speaks English. There's not one person that she's met so far that has coronavirus that speaks English in the hospital, in the section of Queens she's in. So, New York City is overrun with coronavirus, but it's because it's a lot of really poor people who don't speak English. You know what it means if they don't speak English? It's almost guaranteed. They're illegal. If you're a legal immigrant, of course you learn the language of the country you're coming to. But if you're illegal, you're probably at the very lowest rung of socioeconomic in the country you come from. You're coming from Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala, and you've got nothing. And you don't speak anything but Spanish, and you don't even have any education. And you come here, and you're at the very lowest rung of employment. You make no money. You live in an apartment with 20 people. They all share the same bathroom. Of course coronavirus is running through your through your apartment and through your community. And then you take public transportation where you're in a subway next to 300 other people jammed together like cattle. And nobody speaks English. This is who's got coronavirus. But in the rest of the country, nobody's got coronavirus. Almost nobody. Thank God. Outside of nursing homes. So the whole thing is just how you could close an economy over this, I have no idea. New York's bad. I get it. Subways, public transportation, lots of apartment buildings, people living next to each other. I got it. Lots of illegals, lots of homeless people. And little spots. Chicago's bad, San Francisco's bad, LA's bad. You know why? Because they're all Democrat inner cities. That's why. Simple as that. They're all Democrat cities run by idiots who promote policies that promote illegal immigration, illegal alien infestation, and most importantly, lots of homeless people infesting your community as well. So, of course, when you promote all that stuff and you put it together in a brew, what it's going to add up to is terribly contagious disease comes along and lots of people are going to get sick. And lots of people are poor in those cities. They're poor because they never bothered to learn English and they're illegal. They're not even legally in the country, so they can't work at a good job. So it's the Democrat policies that have brought this disaster upon our nation. Sean, thank you for the call. Nate Silver is a very liberal guy. Democrats love him. Liberals love him. He used to be the head statistician guy and pollster for the New York Times. And then he went off on his own. And he says there's a basic error on coronavirus stories that reveals the media's true goals. His new website is called 538. And he's the editor of 538.com. And this liberal, Nate Silver, says, and this is the guy who said that Hillary had like a 97% chance of winning the election. Anyway, he says, so this is not some conservative. He says the mainstream media is not giving proper context to stories on the rise of coronavirus cases, which he calls a basic error that reveals an agenda to create a narrative that sounds smart over accuracy and truth. He's bothered that certain stories fail to mention that the growing number of coronavirus infections is the result of an increase in testing. Get it? The more they test, the more people they show have coronavirus. So they keep saying the amount of people is going up that have the virus. No, they've always had the virus and exposure to the virus and antibodies to the virus. But we didn't have any tests to show it. So now it looks like, oh my God, there's a million new people. No, there's not. There's just increased testing. He says not providing context on the increase in testing is such a basic error and has been so widespread it's revealing the media's true goals. They want to make you believe there's more and more coronavirus. There's two scams. One, that there's more and more coronavirus when there's not. It just means we've all been exposed and we've never even had symptoms. And there's a new test to show we've been exposed. I've said this for months now. I guarantee you Wayne Root will test that I've been exposed. And yet I never had a day of sickness, never had a sniffle. So that's number one. And scam number two is the more people that are exposed, that means the death rate's going down, down, down. The fatality rate, down, 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 until it's right about the level of the flu. This is more contagious than the flu, but most people who are smart now realize it may not be more deadly than the flu. Why did we shut the economy down? Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-896-8242. 800-896-8242. That's 800-896-8242.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, last segment. Thank God it's Friday. It's time to tick off for the weekend. Last few minutes on the air, Real Water, the sponsor of this show. You know, I drink it all day. I drink it all show long. Look at this. Hold on, I'm getting my bottle of Real Water. Here we go. Can you hear it? Here's my bottle of Real Water right in front of me. I drink Real Water all show long. I love it. I guzzle it. And I drink it, you know, for dinner. I drink it for lunch. I drink it for breakfast. I drink it in the gym. I've got boxes of Real Water piled up in my gym to the ceiling because I never want to run out. So I get like 6 months in advance. And it's filled with negative ions, which provide a powerful antioxidant effect and which make your blood alkaline instead of acidic. That's the theory of alkaline water, right? That's what it is. It's alkaline water. It's great. It's alkalinized water. And I told my friends, Jimmy Jones, the owners of Real Water, that I wanted to offer my listeners a special on Real Water, and they agreed. So here's the deal. Go to Amazon, search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart. When you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section, and then you put in the number 10 and then war. So the number and then the letters, 10 and then W-A-R, all caps. No space between the two. 10 war. And you will receive a 10% discount at Amazon, and the Real Water will be conveniently delivered right to your door. And for those who say, oh, Amazon's owned by Jeff Bezos or Bezos, and he's liberal, he is. But he creates a great product or produces a great product. I've belonged for years now to Amazon Prime, and I get everything delivered right to my door. I never have to go to a store. Who shops for toilet paper and paper towels? I don't get it. You just point and click and put it on your credit card online. Amazon delivers it the next day, and it's on your doorstep. I don't know why anyone doesn't do that, or everyone doesn't do that, with almost everything you need. It's so easy. So don't poo-poo Amazon because a liberal owns it. He's still producing a great product. And Brett and Amy Jones are big conservatives, and their product is Real Water. And you can buy it at Amazon. So you're helping a conservative. You're buying their water, their product, at the liberals' space, Amazon. That's okay. Here's how bad the numbers are. U.S. lost 20.5 million jobs in April. Unemployment soared to 14.7%. According to data released today by the Department of Labor, April was the second consecutive month of job losses for the U.S. economy, following 113 months in a row of expanding employment payrolls. March job losses were revised up from a loss of 701,000 to 870,000. I mean, the numbers are just staggering. And the hardest hit industries, nearly half the leisure and hospitality industry jobs in America were lost in the month of April. Can you believe that? Leisure and hospitality down 7.6 million jobs. Retail down 2.1 million. Wow. I mean, that's basically every restaurant worker, every hostess, every bartender, every waitress. The Cheesecake Factory furloughed 41,000 hourly workers at the end of March. The company is forecasting 15% of its restaurants will reopen by the end of May. Just 15%. Wow. It's bad news out there. And that's why Wainwright's been saying reopen the economy, reopen the economy. Guess what? All the GOP lawmakers, even the moderate rhino ones, are starting to agree with me. Pat Toomey, U.S. Senator, Pennsylvania, calls for reopening America faster. The danger of coronavirus to most Americans, he says, is overstated. I mean, that's stuff that I have said from the beginning. I was there before any of these people had the guts to speak out. I spoke out. That it's going to be bad. It is a bad pandemic. It is a bad disease. It is a bad flu. People will die, mostly old people, mostly sick people. But in the end, you can't close the economy. Just like I pointed out in yesterday's show, you didn't close it in 68, 69, when there was a pandemic called the Hong Kong flu. And it was actually worse in 69 than 68 by far. And yet we had Woodstock in the middle of the summer of 69. The summer of love, it was called, right? And you had Woodstock with, I think the exact numbers, like 400,000 to 500,000 kids on one farm in upstate New York, making love, smoking pot, dropping acid, and listening to music for days on end with no hygiene at all. They barely had a shower, right, in all those days there. Did everybody get coronavirus? Hong Kong flu? No. Did everyone die? No. Did we close the economy? No. We had the biggest event ever, Woodstock. You gotta keep going. You gotta keep going. And by the way, I keep saying the one place affected badly is New York. The rest of the country is almost in the clear. Thank God. Let's celebrate. I'm glad. I'm happy. And I'm sad for New York, but there's a new report out. And it's that New York City is responsible for most coronavirus cases nationwide. It's unbelievable. Almost everything is in New York and everything comes from New York. Las Vegas is doing great. Thank God. Obviously, even Sisolak had to admit he was trying to keep the economy closed. He was dying to keep the economy closed. He didn't want to even give us a date. But the governor finally came around because of our protesting. The protest in Reno, my protest with 10,000 here on the streets of the Vegas Strip. And the numbers. There isn't a lot of coronavirus active in Las Vegas or Nevada. Thank God. Have a great weekend. Be safe. Be healthy. May God be with you. All the cops out there, be safe. Thank you for your sacrifice. See you on Monday.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.